RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Little Alice in Chains to get you going day after Christmas. Yeah. If you're driving home from, I don't return anything. Just not going to do that. I've got to work. Football never stops, man. I haven't been in a mall in, I shouldn't say that. Whenever I go to Ohio, one of the things we do to entertain Tyler is generally we just go walk around the mall, but we never buy anything, right? I just never do. That's just the way it is. All right, we are with you on the Team 980. I mentioned the Pro Football Focus grades. Certainly always controversial. A lot of people hate them. I use them as information, as content, and then you build an argument off of it, right? Sometimes they're accurate, sometimes they're not. It's kind of beauty in the eye of the beholder. It's judgmental. It's all that. But I will say this, anybody that shoots it down and thinks, those guys don't know anything about football. You're not watching every single snap and every single player like they are. You're not. Now, whether they know everything that you want them to know is completely different. But again, fans have this perspective that they know everything and they don't. Okay. So just let me give you an example. Bobby Wagner, okay, was the highest graded commander defensive player yesterday at 87 overall out of 100. Now, the reason for that was a good run defense, a 71-7, good tackling, a 71-1 out of 100. Also, coverage, 73 out of 100, right? He did have a pass breakup that I remember seeing. I can't remember if that was in the end zone. I can't remember. But either way, the pass rush, a 90.4. Why? Because he was credited with 2 pressures, a sack and a hit on his 10 pass rush snap counts in which he was judged to be a pass rusher. Okay. So, plus he only missed one. He was charged with one missed tackle. And of course, as a pass defender goes, where he gets the most criticism, PFF is saying he gave up just 1 catch on 4 targets. All right. Okay. Jordan McGee, was the second regular highest graded player. So that's good, right? 82-3 in coverage, 73-8 overall. I'm not going to break down everybody, but just going to give you kind of, a little bit of information here. I'm bypassing Shai Tuttle, who played 14 snaps and was actually the second highest PFF defender because A, just why not? And B, when you play 14 snaps, that's way different than playing 92 snaps or 48 snaps as in McGee or 81 snaps as in Jonathan Jones, or you get the point. As far as Jerzan Johnny Newton, this is just what drives people crazy. Johnny Newton was officially credited by NFL GSIS as having 3 sacks. Pro Football Focus gave him 4 sacks because they count half sacks as full sacks, okay? So Johnny Newton had 4 sacks, according to PFF. Yet overall, because his run defense was abysmal in their opinion, and it's hard if you look at the first half to say that it was good, right? Johnny Newton drew a 47.1 overall out of 100. That's because his run defense grade was a 35.4. His tackling was all right at 72.5. His pass rush was great, 82. He had 6 total pressures, again, credited by PFF with 4 sacks, credited by the NFL with 3 sacks. 1 hit, 1 hurry. He had 4 tackles. He had no missed tackles. He had 5 stops, which is like for a loss or no yards. I think that's it. I think that's all I've got for you in terms of Johnny Newton. Yeah. So, again, he played 56 snaps. So, like, overall, right, he got a sub-50 grade because his run defense was judged, presumably in the first half when Javonte Williams and the Cowboys did whatever they wanted. Presumably that. So he got a really low cumulative grade. But in the areas that, like, you wanted to see a little something-something, you got it, right? Whether it's 3 sacks, 4 sacks, however you do the calculations, right? Let's just go with 3 because the NFL's number is official. And that's just the way they do it. PFF does it a little bit differently. Whatever. Let's just go with 3. The bottom line is, Johnny Newton shined in that way. But now the question becomes, is can they turn him into a consistent player stopping the run, which he has not been? Number 2, can they find a way to unlock this during a game that actually matters? Now, against the Chargers, week 5, earlier this year, Johnny Newton had a sack, and he had a pass deflection that led to an interception at the goal line. That was a game that mattered. But that's about the only game that Johnny Newton has played that, again, has mattered, where your team is not already eliminated and playing out the string, where Johnny Newton has played at an above-average level or at a good level. Or at a dominant level. And even yesterday, you can't say dominant because, again, the run defense was a problem. That was pretty obvious to anybody that watched the game. But I'd still rather have this, whether it's 3 sacks, 4 sacks, whatever, than no sacks, no impact, no nothing, because that's what we've gotten too much out of Johnny Newton from, or too much from out of Johnny Newton. And that leads us, of course, into Daron Payne, who was inactive yesterday. And now the question, and it's already being asked, was yesterday, his final home game as a member of the Commanders? The answer is, I don't have it. I think so. I would move on at pretty much all costs, but I don't know if they feel that way. I really don't. They let Jonathan Allen go last year. That was problematic because of the salary cap. Understood. There is much more dead money associated with Jonathan, with Daron Payne's departure than there was with Jonathan Allen. In addition, I would also just say this. They might view Daron Payne as a better player than most of us because they're looking at different things. They are looking at how he takes on double teams. They're looking at how he anchors. They're looking at how he plays consistently, snap in, snap out. As opposed to, hey, he didn't show up on the highlights. Hey, he didn't flash in front of my eyes. They're looking at different things. But the question is if Daron Payne costs, it's like $20-plus million under the cap next year, if he costs that money, can you get away with having Johnny Newton basically replace him? And is Johnny Newton good enough to play anywhere close to the level that he played at yesterday as a pass rusher? Never mind, can he even get remotely like consistent as a run defender? Right? Or was yesterday the byproduct of playing a team that, quite honestly, didn't care a whole lot? And yes, they won, but it doesn't mean they cared a whole lot, right? So we have to look at Daron Payne and say, all right, here's the number on him. He's, you know, obviously this year, this year's cap number was just north of $25 million. Next year's cap number is actually worse than I thought. It's just north of $28 million. Okay? So if they cut him pre-June 1st, right? So there's $11.2 million in dead money and a $16.81 million savings if they cut him before June 1st. If they give him a post-June 1st designation, there's a $5.6 million dead cap hit and a cap savings of $22.4 million. However, we should point out that at that point, then they're going to have dead money in 2027 that they're going to have to absorb from cutting Daron Payne. If you cut him as a pre-June 1st or just a regular cut, again, prior to June 1st, without a post-June 1st designation, you get that money off your books this year or this upcoming year. And basically, that would be $11.2 million, according to overthecap.com, in dead money, which sucks, but you'd be done with Daron Payne. The question is can Daron Payne go and be a consistent force somewhere else? Or can he ever find that consistency here that he's only had in 1 year? And is Johnny Newton ready to replace him? And the answer for me is, I don't know if Johnny Newton's ready to replace him, but I sure as hell would move on from Daron Payne. Because if I can save roughly $16 million or $16.8 million, that's more worth it to me than trying another year of Daron Payne and hoping that Johnny Newton can kind of fill the void. Or I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to do that. Even though Daron Payne might be a better overall defensive player than certainly Johnny Newton and maybe even Javon Kinlaw, I'm still willing to do that. That's me. All right. I wanted to come back and we will do this. A spin around the NFL with what's ahead the rest of the weekend. Starting tomorrow in Los Angeles, Chargers, Houston. That's a big game. That's first up. Packers, Baltimore, the other game in primetime at Lambeau Field on Saturday night. We'll come back and we'll get a little look-see at that using some numbers and some analytics and whatnot from ESPN. And then we will have our picks coming up just after 3:35 or so, right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, everybody, we welcome you back. Good to have you with us. Don't forget Dumb Dumb of the Day coming up in a half an hour. It's just got a preview of it. It's going to be an audio version. I wonder what it could be. You'll have to stay tuned until just after 3:50. Good to have you aboard with us. Just a quick spin around the rest of the NFL weekend, which again begins once again tomorrow afternoon in La La Land at SoFi Stadium. Chargers and Houston, arguably the best game of the docket. And of course, it's like on a Saturday afternoon at 4:30. I kind of like the Chargers in this game. Look, Chargers are favored by 2.5. They're 11-4. Texans are 10-5. I'm still not sold on this Texans offense. Still struggles in the red zone. It's better, of course, with CJ Stroud. Yes. The Chargers, both defenses are great. Houston gets all the credit. I don't think the Chargers really get a lot of credit on defense, but Jesse Minter's done a good job with that defensive unit. Derwin James is awesome. Both teams, again, ranked first and third, respectively, in total defense this season. Houston, 272-plus yards per game. L.A., 283.1 yards per game. So, I mean, you know, it's expected to be a 17-14-ish type of game. The thing that I worry about from a Chargers perspective is their offensive line is still a mess because of injury, and Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter are coming to town. So that's what I worry about there. And yet, the Chargers, I have more confidence in them. I do. I have more confidence in their In their offense, I have more. They got a Marion Hampton back a couple of weeks ago, and he's been real good, I think, since. They've got good wide receivers, right? I mean, every team would like to have some of the weapons that they have. McConkey, Keenan Allen. I couldn't remember his name. Quentin Johnson, you know, all of that. It's a really hard game to predict. And basically, like, if you're into point spreads, and I use it for content. I'm not a big gambler, as everybody kind of knows. You know, basically, they're giving the nod to the Chargers 2.5 because they're at home, but 2.5 would indicate essentially, not definitively, essentially that it's a toss-up pick'em game, which is what this game feels like, right? As a matter of fact, the football projection index thing, power index thing that ESPN uses has the Chargers winning 51.7% of the time by an average of 0.8 points. So again, everybody expects this game to be a 1-2-3 at max point game. Now, and a low scoring game, probably be in the 30s, right? But we'll see. That's first up tomorrow afternoon. Ravens and Packers coming up tomorrow night. Now, two big storylines here. Lambeau Field, number one, Saturday night, the weather. I haven't looked it up yet, but I'm sure it's going to be cold. The Ravens need a win to avoid playoff elimination. I've not heard officially on Lamar Jackson yet. Have not heard officially on that. Then on top of that, Jordan Love dealing with a concussion. I think he's expected to play, but the question will be, is again, Lamar, and if either quarterback plays, and specifically Lamar, who apparently was so sore and so inflamed, according to Harbaugh, earlier this week, that, you know, it was a real injury and all that stuff, that he, you know, they couldn't even do anything with him. And then on top of that, Derrick Henry, right? Remember the controversy at the end of last week, which I don't think was that controversial. Derrick Henry fumbles the ball a lot. I wish somebody would acknowledge that as to why he was not in that game late. I wish somebody would acknowledge that, but nobody wants to acknowledge it. Maybe they acknowledge it and they just don't buy it. That's on them. But I think that's what that came down to, and Harbaugh can't say that on the record. It is going to be very interesting to see how the Ravens perform tomorrow night. The Packers already clinched a playoff berth because of Detroit losing yesterday. So the Ravens are desperate, right? They could still win this game and still be eliminated the next day if the Steelers win in Cleveland. But for now, they're going to go into this game thinking they've got a chance. They've got a chance. That's a game that you probably want to stay away from at -2.5 for Green Bay. But if you had to kind of lean one way or the other, I guess you go Green Bay. I guess. I don't know. Looks like Sauce Gardner is coming back for the Indianapolis Colts. That's good. They need him. They're 8-7, and they are hosting Jacksonville at 11-4, who have won 6 in a row, right? At some point, Jacksonville is going to stub their toe. Maybe this is it. I don't know. You know, Phil Rivers is still the quarterback. Short week for Indianapolis. They got absolutely demolished by San Francisco at home. I kind of like Indianapolis to be feisty in this spot. I kind of do. I think, you know, they were so good in the first half of the year and have been so bad and beat up in the second half of the year that you kind of wonder, with getting Gardner back and being at home, and they still have, I believe it's a 2% chance of making the playoffs, you kind of wonder whether the Indianapolis Colts just get off the mat, right? Or at least I wonder. against a Jaguar team that I'm still not sure if they're great. Remember, they're doing this without Travis Hunter. I mean, they're good. I just don't know if they're great. And I don't know if I totally trust. As a matter of fact, I don't. When I say I don't know, that pretty much speaks to I don't trust Trevor Lawrence at a big spot. I know he's had a very good run here. I got it. But I'm still waiting for Trevor Lawrence to crap down his pants leg or his pant legs or whatever that saying is in a big spot. And not that this is the biggest spot, but this is a spot on the road against, you know, a team desperate, even if they don't get in the playoffs, to kind of reverse this fallout, if you will, and at home. So if that gives you a little indication on which way I'm leaning there, go right ahead. Jacksonville, the FPI, 60% for the win. We mentioned Seattle and the Panthers. Seattle's 12-3. The Panthers are 8-7. Every time you start to think the Panthers are like for real, again, they take a step back. Now, they beat Tampa Bay last week. That's great. But every time it seems like you expect Carolina to take that next step forward, they don't. And Seattle is coming off the extra rest, but man, do they need it. Because remember, the last time out, they played on Thursday night, but they played overtime. And they played 88 plays against the Rams to win that game. So you kind of wonder, traveling west to east, Christmas week, a little extra time to prepare and rest, that's good. You kind of wonder what Seahawks team we're going to get and what Panthers team we're going to get. And that's the problem in picking these games. It's hard to tell. Hard to tell. The other big game, real quickly, that we wanted to feature was the Sunday night game, 49ers and the Bears. The 49ers and the Bears. This is two 11-4 teams. I feel like America is going to be on the Bears here, and I don't pay any attention to the public, and Joe Q public is stupid. I don't trust the Sharks. Sorry, I don't. San Francisco is favored by 3. They should be favored. They are, let me repeat, the better team than the Chicago Bears. They're both 11-4. The 49ers are better than the Chicago Bears. I would be surprised if the Bears come in and dominate, not win, dominate, one-sided, the 49ers. The only reason why that could happen, I guess, for me, is the 49ers' short week. Indianapolis on Monday night, back home, short week, Sunday night. Otherwise, the 49ers are better. Otherwise, the 49ers are better. The Bears are last year's Commanders. Win every game heart attack on a plate style. And maybe that gets them the win. But I think the 49ers are better. And one Monday night game, Rams at the Falcons. Oh, yeah. 11-4, Rams, 6-9, Falcons. Old Kirko going against Sean McVay and that Rams defense. I think the Rams are probably going to kick their ass, might be strong. I think the Rams are clearly the better all-around team. The question becomes is whether they will be able to kind of pull away. And at 8.5 on the road, that's a big number. That's a big number. But I kind of like where the Rams are, even though they lost in overtime on the two-point conversion at Seattle. Don't forget, they have the extra rest. Yes, they've got to come west to east, but they have even more rest than the Seattle Seahawks do. They have even more rest than this. And the Falcons offense is still very, very choppy. And I love Raheem Morris, but as far as a head coach in big games, and this isn't even a big game. This is a game because they're already eliminated. But in spots where you think, all right, the Falcons are final, like it just hasn't happened. It just hasn't happened. All right, our official picks coming up next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, plus the top six teams in the NFL ranked 1 through 6 as we are in the midst of Week 17. That is next, our dual Super Sunday six-pack. Stay tuned, baby. All right, so the Commanders week is officially over. One last game remaining as they will take on the Philadelphia Eagles. When? Well, we don't know. Either Saturday or Sunday of next weekend, we do know the location, Lincoln Financial Field, to play it out. Will they end up 4-13 or will they get a fifth win on the year and finish at 5-12? And where will that leave them in the first round of the draft? All those questions to be answered. And who will start at quarterback? Could it be? Could it be the fancy guy with the black hair. Sam Hartman. There you go. Oh, my goodness. Could not think of his name. All right, college football. So we got a bunch of transfer portal stuff. Alonzo Barnett, the James Madison quarterback who helped them get to the college football playoff. Perhaps no surprise here. He is leaving JMU after 4 years, the Sun Belt Player of the Year. Could be heading to join his now former head coach, Bob Chesney, who takes over at UCLA. We will see where that lines him. Also, Texas running back and their leading rusher, Quintrevion Wisner, is entering the transfer portal. A little bit banged up this past year, but real good in 2024, rushing for over 1,000 yards plus 300 plus receiving yards and 6 total touchdowns. Third team all SEC for the Longhorns as they made it to the college football playoff semifinal. He is entering the transfer portal and not choosing to come back with Arch Manning and Steve Sarkisian. Meanwhile, from elsewhere in college football, the Michigan Wolverines are targeting Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham as their new head coach. Now, Whittingham has already announced his departure from Utah following their bowl game, and he made it very clear at the time he was not retiring. And with Michigan still searching for a replacement for Sharon Moore, it looks like the two sides are going to come together. They say a contract could be done as early as today. Tonight in the NBA, the Wizards back at it at 5-23. They take on the 18-13 Toronto Raptors at 7 o'clock, 6:45. The coverage over on 106.7 The Fan, and that's what's trending.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, everybody, we welcome you back. It is time for our dual Super Sunday six-pack, so we'll go through it as quickly as we can. If we can fire up the music maestro, Mr. Metal Chris, back in our D.C. half-street studios, away we go with the picks. First, we were 6-0 last week against the spread. That's right. We beat Chicago, or we won with Chicago over Green Bay -1.5, New England +3 at Baltimore on Sunday night, Minnesota -2.5 on the road against the Giants, New Orleans -6.5 against the Jets, Tennessee +3 at home against Kansas City, and Philadelphia -7 over Washington. So a 6-0 perfect week. Let's try and do it again. Here's hoping. We purposely avoided the Bills in Philadelphia because that is our lead game. I'm going to go with the Bills at 11-4, -1.5 at home, the last regular season home game at Highmark Stadium for the Buffalo Bills. 425 on Fox. I think these two teams are explosive at times on offense. I think Buffalo's more consistent. Yes, Josh Allen was cleared from the foot injury. I think these two teams will go. I think the Bills will be able to run the football between Allen and James Cook better against the Eagles than most people will and normally expect. Yes, they are still banged up, are the Eagles. To me, I think the Bills receivers are a little bit more craftier than people give them credit for. And I think, again, Josh Allen is just a money player in a big spot, especially at home in Buffalo. I think Buffalo's defense plays a little bit better than it has, even though they've been good against the pass. And Jalen Hurts is not great in the regular season and consistently. As we all know, the question for me is whether they'll miss tackles and Saquon Barkley will rip one off. I'll say they'll control Saquon Barkley enough, just enough to win this game. Buffalo -1.5 is the pick. For us, the FPI prediction index has Buffalo winning it 50.3% of the time. We need it. All right, game number two for our Sunday six-pack. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have fallen completely out of the NFC South lead and out of the playoff picture. But their season is still salvageable with some help. They're at Miami. The Dolphins playing out the string. They've already benched Tua Tagovailoa. They lost last week. I think Tampa Bay goes in there against an inconsistent Miami defense and gets back on track. I think Tampa wins a game that they've been trying to put together and find with all of their injuries. Down the stretch here, I think Baker's a little bit motivated. I'll take Tampa in a must-win game, -5.5 at Miami. Game three in Cleveland, the Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have just ruled out T.J. Watt. The Steelers, all they do is win ugly, right? And that's just the problem against a Jim Schwartz defense with Myles Garrett chasing the sack record. He's, what, one sack away from tying it? Shador Sanders, inconsistent as you know what. But I'll actually take the Browns. Even though Quinshon Judkins is out, I'll actually take the Browns. Plus the 3.5 against Pittsburgh. Don't forget, no D.K. Metcalf in this game. Give me Cleveland plus the 3.5 against Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, Monday night football. We start with the primetime games. We were just talking about this game a little bit. I don't trust Raheem Morris as much as I like him. I don't trust Raheem Morris and more the Falcons in a big spot. I don't love the Falcons offense, even with Bijan against that Rams defense. Rams with extra rest, Rams motivated, Rams firing their special teams coordinator, my guy Ben Kotwicka taking over. I hope they're better there. Give me the Rams -8.5 at Atlanta on Monday Night Football. The Rams -8.5 at Atlanta. We stay in primetime, but we switch to Sunday Night Football. The San Francisco 49ers and the Chicago Bears, two teams even with record. But let's be honest, they're not even in terms of performance. San Francisco, way better. Now, George Kittle's a little bit banged up, so I'm taking a little bit of a risk here. But Purdy's playing really well. Chicago is opportunistic on defense, but I would say they're not good on defense. And they're inconsistent on offense as well. And they don't have Rome Odunze. And to me, Caleb Williams against Robert Saleh's defense on the road, I'll take San Francisco. Give me the 49ers -3 against Chicago on Sunday night at home. And our sixth game, we're already 1-0 on the week. On Wednesday, we said begrudgingly, but we did make it, Washington plus the 8.5 over Dallas. And they covered thanks to a late field goal for the Commanders. So we're 1-0 on the week, 6-0 last week. You take that to the bank. Buffalo -1.5 over Philadelphia. Tampa Bay -5.5 in Miami. Cleveland +3.5 at home against Pittsburgh. LA Rams on the road -8.5 on Monday night at Atlanta. And San Francisco at home on Sunday night -3 against Chicago. Them's be our picks. As far as the top six teams in the NFL midst week 17, here we go. The Seattle Seahawks, as we mentioned, on the road in Carolina. Should be an interesting test for them. They beat the Rams in overtime by 1 point on a 2-point conversion. They were number two last week. I got to give them the number one spot, don't I? Right? Got to give them the number one spot, even though they split the season series. The Rams, as we mentioned, pretty big favorites on the road Monday night. All sorts of mistakes on special teams. We'll see if that changes. The Rams drop from 1 to 2 for me. Staying at number three, the New England Patriots. Sure, they gagged up that game against Buffalo, but they rebounded and came from behind and beat Baltimore last Sunday night. It helped, of course, with no Derrick Henry down the stretch and no Lamar Jackson, but I can't punish them for that. New England, all sorts of injuries at the Jets. They should win. I don't know if they'll cover. That's a pretty big line of, I believe, 13.5. Give me New England at number three in our Super Six Pack. As we are in the midst of week 17. Number four, the Houston Texans go on the road tomorrow afternoon to take on the LA Chargers. The Houston Texans have been, again, great defensively, not as good in terms of their red zone offense at all. But I'm going to stay with Houston, who was our number four team last week as well. Number five, the team that they're going to face tomorrow afternoon, the LA Chargers. Mentioned Jesse Minter, good defense. Still worried about their offensive line. Herbert's playing amazing. Amarian Hampton's back. They've got good receivers. Harbaugh, they're at home. They've got a better home field advantage than people give them credit for. I'm going to stay with the Chargers at number five. But behind Houston at number four, because I think Houston could, I was going to go with the Chargers, but then I kept thinking about that pass rush matchup with Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson against the Chargers and all of their injuries on their offensive line. And team number six, how about Kyle Shanahan and the San Francisco 49ers? That's right. They demolished the Indianapolis Colts on Monday night. They host the Chicago Bears on Sunday night. I've got them winning and covering the three and getting one step closer to home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs and perhaps a ticket to not playing a road game at all, including the Super Bowl, which this year will be held at Levi Stadium, their home stadium. Give me the 49ers at number six. So our 1 through 6 top six teams in the NFL, Seattle number one at Carolina this Sunday. The Rams, number two, at Atlanta Monday night. New England at the Jets at number three. Houston at the Chargers tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon. They are the fourth-ranked team. The Chargers hosting Houston are our fifth-ranked team in San Francisco, and Kyle Shanahan hosting Chicago comes in at number six. All right, coming up, dum-dum of the day, something that took place that our listeners were very, very interested in and chirped about, so we made an executive decision. You'll hear it next. You know, when we have Metal Chris behind the ones and the twos, we get this. The Ramones, right? Is that right?
Oh, yeah, the Ramones. Love them.
There you go. And we have some special audio. Now, listen. You take this as it is. I'll have an explanation in a second. But here's what played out earlier today on the Team 980.
Mark in Largo. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
Hey, Mark.
I cannot believe you just said if you bring the offense back and if Jaden plays 16 games, the offense will be fine. I think you're still stuck in 24. And I think you have to get out of 24, Kevin.
I am stuck in 24.
Just listen to me, Kevin. Listen to me and stop talking under your breath. Please stop it. Right?
Are you talking to – first of all, on this day after a holiday, I'm going to be kind to you. But don't tell me what to do or not do on my show. When you talk, you continue to talk all the time. It's what drives everybody nuts. You just keep talking even when you ask a question and you won't allow the answer. So I'll talk under my breath on my show whenever the F I want to. And you'll abide if you want to be a caller on this show. Capiche?
Yes, I will.
Capiche?
Yes.
Capiche! Wow, a feisty exchange between Kevin Sheehan and the Mark in Largo show. Now, listen, I would just say this. Mark in Largo is a very loyal caller to the station, but Mark in Largo is guilty of what Kevin accused him of. He is. However, this serves a greater purpose, and here's the purpose that I want it to serve. Remember that you guys, the callers, are a big part of the programming, and, you know, we take calls and we want to hear from you and we want different voices and we want different opinions and all that. But remember, the hosts are the hosts. There's a reason why we are the hosts, okay? So you can't accuse a host of mumbling or talking under their breath when, as Kevin pointed out, Mark in Largo is guilty of doing that. That's why we call it the Mark in Largo Show. And because Mark in Largo wants to talk about what Mark in Largo wants to talk about. So we want you to be smart callers. We want you to be good callers. We want you to be on topic callers. And we also want you to understand that ultimately it's the Kevin Sheehan show, or it's my show, or Doc Walker's in charge, or Linnell's in charge, or whoever. So keep that in mind as you head into the weekend. And that is Dumb Dumb of the Day. All right, we're going to wrap it up. The DOC is coming up next. He will take you through, and then Florida International and UTSA coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. College football bowl action, baby. It doesn't get any better than that. I'll see you back here Monday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Thanks to Metal Chris. See you then, and have a great weekend.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.